The summer is back, back, back.
Hey, it's a holiday.
So it's summertime, and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is inviting non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and community-based organizations, CBOs, wishing to host either summer camps or youth workshops to apply for financial assistance. This assistance is being made available through the Poverty Reduction Program, the PRP, an initiative jointly funded by the European Union and the Government of Jamaica. The overall objective of the program is to help alleviate poverty in vulnerable communities through sustainable growth.
The PRP has available $36 million to provide grant assistance to, as I said, community-based organizations and NGOs that are hosting either summer camps or youth workshops. Now, these camps and workshops must relate to remedial education.
Poverty Reduction Program Manager at JSIF, Dr. Elena Henry. Dr. Henry says remedial education programs can be wedded to sports, arts and culture, skills training, or just offered on its own as plain remedial education. Under the PRP, two types of projects are being carried out. These are described as hard and soft projects. A hard project carried out by the PRP involves the rehabilitation or construction of roads, schools, health centers, police stations, and other facilities, while a soft project focuses on providing development assistance to individuals.
That initiative comes in the form of tertiary scholarships, vocational scholarships, employment internships, parenting programs, personal development workshops, and on this occasion, it's taking the form of summer camps and youth workshops.
But why is the PRP providing assistance to summer camps and youth workshops?
We've noticed the glaring need for remedial education across the society, but particularly in communities that we serve. The idea is, it's summer now, a lot of the youngsters in these communities have a lot of time on their hands. So we thought it best that in order to not have a long gap between when they last went to school in July and when they go back in September, in order to use that time efficiently for the benefit of the students, we are making available $36 million to help fund summer camps.
The maximum support any summer camp or youth workshop can get is $1.3 million. Dr. Henry says this sum must not exceed 90% of the total cost of the camp or workshop.
So the camp costs $100, we put in 90, and the camp sponsors will put in the other 10%. Now that 10% can come from a contribution from the participants in the camp. It's all dependent on the sponsors and how their financing is driven.
The camps must be planned so that they come to an end in August. The youth workshops, however, are allowed to run until the end of November.
So if you're doing a remedial education program that involves like homework after school for the period September to November, that would be an ideal opportunity for the youth workshop. But the critical thing is that the youth workshop must finish in November. The camps must finish at the end of August.
Poverty Reduction Program Manager at JSIF, Dr. Elena Henry. If you wish to apply for assistance to host a summer camp or youth workshop, your group must meet certain requirements. Firstly, it must be a legally registered CBO or NGO, having been in operation for at least 2 years. The group must also have had prior experience in hosting camps for youngsters. Another criterion is that the participants in the camp must be residents of communities served by the Poverty Reduction Program. To find out more about JSIF, its programs, and the communities it serves, visit www.jsif.org.
Littering attracts ticketing. Business operators, ensure you're properly disposing of your solid waste. You must use the services of a registered waste hauler. Call the NSWMA at 448-3220 or 1-888-252-6652 for more information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.